the readings of this Monday in the week of Letare, the fourth Sunday of Lent. Both of the readings are very, very famous. The first, from the Book of Kings, speaks to us about the two women who lived together, and both of them had babies a day or two apart. One of them was careless, and this shows throughout, and she crushed her baby and killed it as they were sleeping. In the morning, she stole the other woman's birthday and put her dead baby in her bed. And then they both went to King Solomon, the wisdom of Solomon, who unfortunately did not keep his wisdom all his life. He had many, many great sins that were public sins, scandalous sins. But at this point, he was open to the wisdom given to him by God. And so he basically says, well, you both say the living child is yours. So in order to make it even, and he called for the guard, bring me a sword. And he said, I will divide the baby in two, and you can have half, you can have half. And the mother of the boy, who was really living, says to the king, no, no, Lord, give it to her. I'd rather for her to have it than for you to kill it, and then none of us will have a living baby. So Solomon immediately knew this was the real mother of the real baby that was living. And the other one was sent off, probably where she was punished, but they don't tell us here. In the Gospel, we see this famous passage, and of course they're all famous, they're all important, but this one is very, very popular. Solvite templum huc. Dissolve this temple, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And of course, they thought he was talking about the temple of Herod the Great. It had been in construction for 46 years. It was not finished yet. And he says, this has been going on for 46 years, and you're going to do it in 3 days? Of course, he could have done it in 3 seconds. But he wasn't talking about that temple. He was talking about his body. In 3 days, even though they would destroy him, they would kill him on the cross, he would rise again. And the apostles remembered this after the resurrection. Solvite templum huc. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.